Good morning at the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news on this Wednesday morning. It's a big day for U.S. automakers. Bankruptcy appears all but certain for General Motors. Bondholders have rejected a plan for a reduced stake in the company. GM is now expected to file for bankruptcy by Monday, and the GM board of directors will be meeting to discuss the automaker's next steps. And rival Chrysler heads before a federal judge today, where the automaker is expected to ask to sell most of his assets to Italian carmaker Fiat. A well-coordinated attack involving gunmen and explosives-packed van in Pakistan has killed at least 23 people and left more than 250 others wounded. The attack happened in the eastern city of Lahore. The van broke through a security barrier and exploded just before reaching a police building. The building was reduced to rubble. Police say two suspects have been arrested. President Obama says he wants his pick for the Supreme Court, Judge Sonia Sotomayor confirmed as quickly as possible. If she gets the job, she will be the first Hispanic justice ever. Sotomayor's nomination also has a political impact. Exit polls show 67% of Latinos, the fastest growing demographic, voted for President Obama in the 2008 election. Republicans have promised tough questions for the judge during confirmation hearings. Gay rights activists are getting ready to fight the California Supreme Court's decision to uphold the state's same-sex marriage ban. Attorneys representing two same-sex couples say they'll announce a federal court challenge to Proposition 8 later today. Critics of the ban argue it denies gay couples equal rights. And Minnesota doctors say a 13-year-old's cancer has gotten worse since he and his mom left the state to avoid chemotherapy. Daniel Hauser has a round of chemotherapy scheduled for tomorrow. A doctor who examined the 13-year-old boy on Monday says his cancerous tumor has grown. And it's like math flashcards for your iPhone and two children. Yeah, kids developed it. The application is called Math Time. It does basic grade school math like addition, subtraction, and multiplication. The app is 99 cents, and the kids will get 70% of the profits when sales go over $250. Creative kids. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or the news that develops today.